Hello, hello. We are back.
Welcome to another episode of our travel series. I've just decided we're doing travel series. That's what this is.
Well, you didn't even brief that to the team.
We're doing a travel series. Today we are talking about Milan and London, because as you guys maybe have heard, we just released the Paris travel episode. As a disclaimer, we know way more about Paris than we do about Milan and especially about London. So we're going to give you all of the info about our trip, but the Paris one is going to be like a lot more fleshy. Is that the right word?
Yeah, the Paris one, like we, you know, that's our favorite city in the world.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot of time there for, you know, a bit of work and pleasure. So we can drop information on Paris. But when it comes to Milan, this is our first time in Milan. And I actually had this discussion with someone yesterday, and when you go to a new city for the first time, you don't really know what to expect. You don't really know what to do. So the first time is about exploring and understanding, and you miss so much.
Yeah.
And then the second time, in my opinion, is the best time, because when you go back, you get to go and visit all the same places and do all the same things.
But just the stuff that you loved, yeah.
And your experience changes because you're like, you sort of know what's happening. And you know,
I think if you're lucky enough to be able to travel to a place more than once, do it.
You'll enjoy
it. Now people don't repeat the places they've gone to.
I get it. I think like we're lucky because we have to travel for work. And I feel like for a lot of people, they don't have time to be able to travel that much. So when you get to go to a place twice, try to go back to the same places that you loved and just enjoy the environment a bit more. Because guys, let's face it, when you travel, like you're on the go because you want to do the most. Like you literally are spending 10 hours out a day just walking everywhere.
Oh my God, the amount of steps we would get. I think I said in the last one, but we're at like 20,000 steps a day.
Yeah. Well, we choose. That's our secret, right? We choose to walk everywhere as much as we possibly can so we can afford.
Explore.
I was going to say because you can eat as much as you can.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you feel less guilty. So
tell my genes that they disagree.
So you said we're doing a travel series, but so how many podcasts will we have? Like two or three?
Well, no, like every time we travel, we'll just do like a little recap.
Oh, I love it. So we'll put in its own
like
kind of library.
We'll literally do like Perth and stuff as well. Sydney, like everywhere.
Because everyone's always asking us on IG, like, hey, can we have advice on this and that? So
here is the advice.
I'm not an Instagram talker, so we're going to bring it to the podcast. Till loves talking so much, but we got to do it together to give our honest review on the place we've been. So Milan.
So we got to Milan. We flew from
London.
No, Paris to Milan. And we stayed at the Armani Hotel.
The Armani Hotel was stunning.
It was lovely.
Very, very chic, very sleek, very cool, gilded.
Very modern.
So it's one of those ones where if you're going to Europe for the historic experience and you like the ancient kind of vibe, this is probably not the hotel for you.
It was very different to the Ritz, which is where we stayed in Paris.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd stay at Armani again. Would you?
I like it, unless we can find something cooler. Yeah. Our friends recommended a different hotel.
Yeah,
to
like Armani was great. I don't really have anything negative to say about it.
But by the way, so the hotel was designed by Giorgio Armani, from what they told us. And
oh, it is,
you get the slick, fashion-forward, contemporary artistic experience when you go in.
You're also getting like really great toiletries.
And smells.
Yeah, everything is really nice.
And it's reasonably priced. Like you might think that it's a designer brand hotel. It's not. It is, but it's actually reasonably priced.
Yeah.
It's the same pricing as what you might pay for, you know, five-star hotels in Sydney or Australia. So I would recommend it.
We found it because Kim stayed there. It was on an episode of Kardashians.
That's where she stayed. Her and Kendall, when Kendall did the Prada walk and Kim did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's how we found it in the first
place. That's so true. Yeah. So anyway, the Kardashians upsold us on that one. But I think we'll try something different next time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. I definitely recommend staying there.
I like the idea of trying something a little different.
So we next door to that is Nobu Milan, and we love Nobu. As you guys know, it's our favorite restaurant. And we'd like to try and like do a Nobu in every city we visit.
It's one of my little personal goals. Like Nobu's my favorite restaurant.
It used to be go to a gym at every city, and now we go to Nobu. I like this one better.
Can I tell a quick story? One thing I absolutely love about Europe is doggies.
Yeah.
Like it's we stayed at the Crown recently, Sid, and I asked the girls there. I was like, hey,
when does this become pet friendly?
when can we do pets at these hotels? So it's one thing I'm urging whoever makes the decisions, like let's make Australian hotels and airlines pet friendly. So we had dinner at Nobu. I might be jumping the gun on this one, but we had dinner at Nobu.
Well, it's next in my highlight, the dog, so you're right on track.
And we're there with friends, and this lady walked in with two huge Labradors.
And she was so nice. She was like, are you guys okay with dogs? We're like, we love dogs. Please sit next to us.
So guys, this is Nobu, and two beautiful dogs walked in and sat sort of right next to us. The lady was so polite and asked, like, do you mind? And we're like, of course not. We were just so perplexed at the fact that you could bring
a dog into Nobu.
Right? And it, like, it just elevated the experience. And,
you can also wear a cap, by the way.
I don't know. Just people are a bit more forward thinking in that side of the world. And I found it super inspiring. And by the way, it's still, the restaurant is still super classy. Don't get it twisted. Everyone's dressed, you know, fashionable, and it's cool, girl, dark,
That's
moody.
Something about Milan. Everyone is fashion. Everyone's beautiful. It's stunning.
So
every girl is just like, I want everyone's Instagram.
No, sorry. Everyone looked good.
Yeah. I don't look at boys, but
I neither.
Married.
Mm. Well, you put me into a corner. I was like, yeah, the girls looked amazing, yeah. But I wouldn't know, so.
No, of course not. Anyway, he took my word for it. Beautiful, big dogs allowed everywhere. You could bring your dog everywhere. It was incredible. So anyway, we had dinner with some Labradors at Nobu. Loved it. We ordered so they have a couple of different things. Wait, hold on. Was this Nobu like the best Nobu? What was our friend saying?
This one, yes, so Nobu Milan. I mean, obviously the most famous Nobu is the one in Malibu.
Yes.
And you know, New York has a good reputation, but Nobu Milano is one of the most prestigious Nobus in the franchise.
And there was an Italian flair to it. We did have those.
Well, so you know you have, I never can pronounce it, but the gyozas. So that's the
you don't have to do the Y. I think it's just gyoza.
Is it gyoza?
Yeah.
That's the dumpling style with Wagyu beef in the center, and we love that everywhere we go. But this Nobu had their own little touch on
it's
it,
like,
and
a
they
pasta.
Added a tortellini, I think it was, and that was super delicious. And that's the first time we actually tried the yellowfin
jalapeno
sashimi, which for me was unbelievable.
That's now. I'll have to update my what to order, because that's definitely.
That's like the first thing.
So anyway, we went to Nobu twice because I really loved those like Wagyu, what is it? Pasta thing.
Is it tortellini?
No. I don't know what it was called.
Oh.
It was really good. And we had tiramisu for dessert. It was, yeah, heaven. We drink espresso. I think, we talked about this before. We talked about this on that a couple of episodes ago. But we drink espresso to finish a meal every time now. It literally sobers you up if you've been drinking. It takes no room in your stomach, which is fab. Sometimes if you need a milky coffee, I feel like a coffee after a meal, like, I've got no room. I eat a lot. And it perks you back up.
I always used to have a flat white after a coffee. But when you've had a big, it just really sits on your stomach.
Yeah.
So one thing we learned on this trip was espresso straight after dinner, doesn't matter what time it is, because it sobers you up and it gives you that extra little kick. Because you know when you've just eaten, you're super lethargic and tired, uncomfortable. I don't know. Espresso just completes the experience.
Where else did we eat? Oh, we had coffee at that like Illy place, but I don't think, oh my God, that bakery. Sorry, I'm just flicking through my highlight here.
So, you know, the ILY cafe.
It's a famous
chain all over the world. So on the main strip,
that was nice, but just like coffee everywhere.
But that was, if you're in Milan and you're struggling to find a good coffee, just type in ILY.
Illy. I love you.
Yeah.
Marchesi 1824. Those pastries. I can't pronounce it.
So any of our Italian friends
Italian, but I.
In the travel series, the disclaimer, we cannot pronounce some of the things. So if our vernacular pronunciation is off, you have to forgive us.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Marchesi. That's a famous chain as well.
Yes.
They have quite a few of those.
We saw
around.
Them in London, but we went to one in Milan. It was so, so good. The pastries were to die for. There was that Nutella pastry. And then that other one, it was like a yellow on the inside. I think it was pistachio.
Pistachio, like a custard pistachio.
Well, yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was heavenly.
Anyway,
it was so good.
Marchesi.
But you have to get a ticket. Say about the process.
So again, like, we're always trying to learn. So you have to first go have a look at what you want. Then you got to go to the counter, pay and tell them what you want, which is a bit challenging because you can't quite pronounce. And I like
there's
to point,
a lot of options.
I like to point fingers and show them what I want, but the pay desk is on a different side of the cafe, so you got to go and pay for your order, then take your little receipt over to the serving desk, and then try and negotiate your way into like getting the two items that you want. So pay first, pick up.
But just like watch and learn, because you'll see what other people are doing. That was the dessert place. We went to this place for lunch. Do you remember? That was my favorite. That was my favorite pasta. It's in my highlights.
You got to pronounce it.
Ilsa Loma di Montenapole.
Wow. Oh. Guys, you have to.
Milan highlights is on my profile, okay, on Instagram. But this was so good.
Hey, if you guys have friends that live in these places.
Ask them where to go.
Ask them for the recommendations. So to get the pronunciation of this authentic little Italian place.
Do not listen to Matilda.
You have to go on to Matilda Stories to check it out.
Anyway, really good. So there's one in there too. Then we also went to that Tuscan dinner, remember? That was your favorite. So the one that 1857 one was my fave. This is all like very old school Italian. It was authentic. Beautiful. Italian.
If you know, you know. So did we go to this one for lunch?
No, this was the dinner.
This was the dinner.
We went to lunch for the other one.
It was the one that was built. I think it was born.
Yes.
It was 80 years old or something.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Tortopiso, I think it is. Again, this is Intil's highlight for
Milan.
They were amazing. And I had this really long, in-depth discussion with the waiter regarding Tuscan wine. And I learned so much about a 2015 Brunello, which is now my favorite wine of all time. And
Brunello is now our favorite wine.
And if I go to an Italian restaurant and they don't have a Brunello, I am highly disappointed.
Anyway, it was really great food there too. But honestly, like Don said, the key is asking the locals what's good.
Yeah.
And it's like engaging conversation and asking sales assistants, you know, people that know the area of their favorite places,
A little hack for this is when you're getting Ubers or when you're getting taxis or cars, usually when you go to a hotel and you chat to concierge, they're always going to try and send you to the most tourist popular places.
And they often have like deals, right? Like they get like told to refer people here.
But what you want to try is like 90% of people or so many people go to Milan for shopping, right? So strike up a conversation with the SAs and the sales associates and strike up a conversation with the taxis or Uber drivers and ask them, be like, hey, thank you. Like, you know, Nobu is amazing, but you know, can you recommend any authentic Italian restaurants that are family owned that we can go to? And they're going to be so happy to share their favorites with you. Those are the ones we'd recommend. We only spent 3 days there, so it wasn't a long time. One thing that's fascinating, and I think we're going to practice this, like we're going to try and save and go on a shopping trip to Milan.
Yes, the shopping is incredible.
People say this, but you don't quite appreciate it until you're there and you experience it's cheaper. Service is fast and
it's
amazing.
It's significantly cheaper. Like, would you say 20% cheaper?
I'd say 20%
and then you get tax back as well.
And you get your tax back.
But there's everything. I was on the waiting list for Prada tank for how long have I been on that way? 8 months?
A long time. And we've been in every city we've been to around the world, we're trying to find this one damn Prada tank.
In Milan, they have 150 of them. I don't know if I just made that number up, but it felt like there was 150 of them. They have everything there. Obviously, Prada is from Milan, so it makes sense. But there's like every store, there is so much. And I bought this Bottega bag as well. And I wanted this Bottega bag for so long. I went in there. They didn't have my size. They went to the Bottega factory, picked it up and came back. It's madness. So they literally were like, I'll have it here in 45 minutes. And they literally ran to their factory, their warehouse, whatever, came back with my bag.
Yeah, you can't quite describe it. The luxury goods sector over there is just on another level. And
so tax, how do you do the tax? Talk about that.
Your taxes.
It's very complicated,
tax
actually.
Is always complicated. So
they do it so you don't, I guess.
You know, and don't quote me on this because we're still trying to figure it out. But one of the most important things to get tax back is to obviously download and sign up to Global Blue. The shopping for us started in Paris, and the one challenging thing is in the EU they try and only allow you to claim your tax back at the last country you leave from before you leave the EU, the European Union. So when you get to the Milano airport, they would refund your Italian or your Milan refunds there and then, but the Paris ones, they had to still process. Did I tell you that, by the way? So you provide your receipts and whatever, but it takes an extra minute or a couple of weeks for them to refund the Paris tax back, but the Milan one got done there and then. So when you're shopping, guys, make sure you get your receipts. Make sure
you bring your passport with you if you're designer shopping.
To take your passport with, and they're going to give you all the little forms with it. You have to make sure that you check it in at the airport and present to the guards. But the real hack here is there are Global Blue lounges all over the city, so Milan and France. So we would recommend going to those first and getting them to sign off on your...
So I'm not sure that really makes sense. So when you purchase an item, let's like really break it down. So you purchase an item, the sales assistant will say like, do you want to claim tax back? You show them your passport and you get like a little piece of paper. So you'll collect all these pieces of paper. And then when you're about to leave somewhere such as Milan, a lot of the time the sales assistant will give you like an access to the lounge in Milan from the like on the tax receipt or the tax form. So then before you leave Milan, for example, you would go to this lounge, you would show them your passport and the tax forms, and then they can like proof all of the purchases and make sure that you purchased it there. Then you can go to the airport, right? That's what happens there.
Yeah, but when you get to the airport, it depends whether or not it's been accepted or not.
Yes. So do they accept it at the lounge?
They process. So what they can do,
really break it down.
This is sneaky, right? So just take one item at a time. So let's say you've bought a handbag and you want to claim your 10 or 15% tax back. The price of tax back changes depending on the value of the item. So when you have purchased your Bottega bag, and the assistant will give you your tax back receipt.
After putting all your passport details in
After putting in your passport details, they sort of process it on their end, and then it's actually registered on your Global Blue account. So you can jump onto the app and you can see, all right, Bottega bag, and I'm getting $100 back here. What you can actually do then is go to the Global Blue lounge, and they can actually give you the money back there and then. This is the funny thing. So what they want to do is, if you're spending weeks there, it's a cycle. They want you to go to the lounge, process your refund. They give you the money there and then, so you can go back and spend it. Yeah. Right? What has to happen is, when you get to the airport, you have to present your receipts and verify that you have the items to leave the country. Right? So you can get your money before you get to the airport. But one very important point with any tax back is, you can't wear it. You can't use it. You can only pack it and take it out of the country. And once you've left the country, you can then use and because that's the whole thing about, saving on tax.
So when you turn up at the airport, you have your pieces in your carry-on, so that I feel like you should always often, if you can, travel with any expensive or designer pieces always in your carry-on, in case your luggage gets lost, God forbid.
Well, you have to present those.
And when you go to the tax center or the tax booth, you can show your item. So you would show them the receipt, the receipt, your passport, and the item if you're asked to show them. Yeah. Then they will kind of advise you of what to do.
But 90% of the time, depending on the airport, you do this before you check in.
Yes.
Or at least at Milan.
At Milan. At Paris, it's not.
Yeah, I think different airports are different. But at Milan, you can process your tax back before you check your luggage in. So at that point, it's quite fine to have your items in your large luggage. But the last thing you want to do is open up your big bag.
Yeah, and have to go through your dirty knickers and trying to find your Bottega bag.
So always keep your items handy so you can present it. And then you can be on your way, hopefully get all your tax back.
All your tax back. And you can use that app and keep an eye on it as well. So that is so important. Make sure if you are shopping, you're claiming tax, because you save so much money on designer goods.
Yeah, that's what we would do. We'd recommend it. And obviously, it's important to try and save where you can. That was a quick summary of Milan. We're going to do a part two and a part three. I think we got a trip to Milan later this year. So we'll do a follow-up.
Is that all of our favorite Milan things?
No, we went to, the historical stuff. So firstly, Till always goes to a Zara.
Oh, yeah. That's a travel hack. Go to Zara everywhere you can, because they have such different pieces. For every city, the Zara reflects the city. And although everyone in that city is wearing the same things that you have, when you get back to Australia or when you get back to wherever you are, you are so unique with your style, because those specific pieces aren't available like Sydney Zara, etc. Everyone in Milan is wearing that Zara jacket, but no one here is wearing the Zara jacket.
But it's, I don't know what's happened, because I didn't really shop from Zara, but I remember Zara being quite, reasonably cheap back in the day. Zara has leveled.
They have they have different sections. Like, we have a Zara coat that Don and I share. It's a men's jacket, and that was from that's a quite expensive for Zara coat. They have different higher end.
And it was our favorite. It was a favorite coat. So one of the hacks is, make sure you get to a Zara in every city you go to. The fashion that they're presenting is pretty amazing at good prices.
Yeah.
So that's important. We went to Duomo, the big cathedral. That was spectacular to see. But the problem with that, guys, is there were birds everywhere. And if you know my wifey, she has a bird phobia. So we...
Like, really bad. Like, I have passed out in Central Park. What was that park? In London. Hyde Park.
Hyde Park.
I literally blacked out. People I'm scared of birds. I'm scared of birds.
Jill has an absolute phobia. So
I kind of ran away from that. We just got a few photos. I did some zoom ins. It was lovely. Then we went to that. What's the shopping center there?
It's a big shopping center that has a very historic look to it, and the Plaza del Duomo. So Duomo is the cathedral, and it's right next to the cathedral. It's stunning. And
it's the shopping center, you mean?
Yeah, the shopping center is right next to the cathedral. Yeah. It was stunning. Both are stunning. One thing that Till and I struggle with on our travels is crowds. Like,
this was the only time, actually, as well. I'll tell them about the guy next to me.
Oh, yeah.
So we struggle with crowds sometimes. I don't know if it's right. I don't love tourist things. I will go there, say that I've done it, and then I'm like, okay, what's next? Don and I love to eat and shop. that like a live like locals kind of. That's our thing. Like I'm not like massive on touristy things. And I think it also contributes to the fact that we don't love crowds. So I went to this place, there was this beautiful giant Christmas tree, and I like went, like got my way to the front to take a picture of the tree. And I always, when I travel, I always leave, like I don't not usually wear a lot of jewelry when I'm out and about. And I was wearing my ring, and I don't usually wear my ring. And I was taking a picture, and this guy next to me, at the start I thought he was security, because he was wearing a top and it said something foreign on the back, and I thought it said men's security. Anyway, so he was like getting really, really close to me, and he was kind of near my phone, near my jewelry, near, like all this stuff. And then Don was next to me, like had his arm around me, and the guy like scuttered off.
Yeah, I intercepted
and
this guy.
And I was like, I think that he was coming to pickpocket me, or he was kind of, like, I've never felt like that before. And it's like, yeah, it was interesting because like I could feel like the energy at the start. I thought it was security, and I was like, hold on, wait, something isn't right. And then as soon as I thought something isn't right, I felt Don like his arm around me. So have your wits about you. I guess like if it's a very busy area, you have to have your wits about you if it's very busy and if it's very quiet, just all the time, have your wits about you. But yeah, that was like the first time that's going to happen.
Yeah, that was a bit scary, but I think.
And then we saw him like lurking around like for the rest of the day. And I was like, yeah, he absolutely wasn't not lurking around us, like just lurking in general. I was like, he definitely wasn't security.
He definitely was a pickpocketer or something.
Mm.
And then we went for lunch after that. So guys.
Oh yeah, we went to that pizza place.
We had like.
That was nice. Like.
Just yeah. One of the local little shops.
Just
like
found
very
it.
Touristy kind of shop. We just love doing authentic cultural things. Like we love exploring. We love trying to find things that are true to the cities we go to really experience the cultures of the cities as opposed to the culture of the tourism part of the cities, if that makes any sense. So anyway, that was a quick summary on our Milano trip.
Do you want to do London in this one?
I think we'll save London.
Okay, cool. We'll do it.
We didn't have the
most amazing. I don't actually think we have a London episode.
All right, let's call it. We're not going to do a London summary because
we didn't do well in London.
We do have another trip to London coming up this year, so we're going to do that trip.
You know, I sent it to you. London was awarded the best city for 2023 or something. We went to London and it was just, we didn't love it. Like, we didn't go to the right places. We didn't do the right things. I think we'd been traveling. It was like the middle of our trip, so we had been traveling for a bit before and we still had a bit to go at the end, and it was kind of just like a nothing couple of days.
Look, we're not going to deliver a negative opinion on a city. I've been to London before. I liked London at that stage.
Not negative towards London.
We're going to do London again, and we're going to come back to you guys with some great feedback.
Yeah.
And then we'll touch on this experience, but we're going to follow
up. We're
going
to do an episode
experience
on London and have a nice way to end.
We've got to end London. We're going to go to London with the objective of having the best time. We're going to have some pies. I can even have a pie.
A pie?
I have to have a pie and a Guinness. That's my London goal. that's my London goal. So
anyway, we absolutely love Milan. Definitely we'll be back saving all our money to go and shop in Milan.
Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Make sure you share with a friend. We love you.
Bye.